Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for June 28th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have YouTube, which this morning mentioned on Twitter that it was testing an auto-generated video thumbnails feature that would replace custom thumbnails. Apparently, this test was only running with 0.3% of viewers on the site, and it basically replaced all of the content creators' custom thumbnails with auto-generated thumbnails. YouTube clarified later that the test was basically being run to help improve auto-generated thumbnails, which YouTube says are used by more creators than you might think. The company said there are no current plans to change or remove the ability to add custom thumbnails. Then our Ben Schoen later followed up with a comment piece basically talking about how YouTube could save a lot of headaches and a lot of creator frustration by just being a bit more transparent about these tests and changes. So you should head over to 9to5google.com and check that out. Next up today, we have Google actually sending a mass email to apologize for yesterday's Google Home outage. For those who don't know, Google Home experienced, and Chromecast too actually, experienced significant outage yesterday for several hours actually, on and off across the world. And today, Google sent an email titled, "What Happened Yesterday?" It's a very human email. It's authored by Rishi Chandra, the VP of Home Products at Google. And it basically just says, we're sorry. Google just basically apologizes for all of the frustrating experiences that people had yesterday. And it's really good to see in light of Google's increasing seriousness about hardware. And finally, today we have Google investing $22 million in KaiOS, which you may be familiar with from the Nokia 8110 banana phone that launched earlier this year. It's basically an operating system built for smart feature phones. Google's true motives for investing in the OS aren't exactly clear, but the investment will, quote, fast-track development and global deployment of KaiOS-enabled smart feature phones. Meanwhile, the two companies are working to bring Google Assistant, Maps, YouTube, and Search to KaiOS. You can read all these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.